Amen. Should I sit down? I don't have glasses to go with it. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we glorify your name. We say, come and give us your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Father, we glorify your name. Thank you for what you are doing in these last days. Remember, when Jesus will go up, you know, on the mountaintop with the disciples, what happened? Hope it's not the devil that is hitting this thing. Devil is probably saying, he's probably saying, stop that man. Amen. So when Jesus will go up to that mountaintop, what will he tell? And the disciples went up with him. And they saw that glory on the mountain of transfiguration. After, what did he tell them? Shh. Don't tell any man. Amen? Don't tell any man, because they will not believe. They will just crucify you. Amen? They will call you a heretic. Amen. They cannot understand the things of God. Forget it. Don't bother to tell them. Amen. Hallelujah. Even when Peter received revelation that this is the Christ, the Son of the living God, what happened? Jesus Christ told them, don't tell. Hallelujah. Because these things are what? They are unlawful to the common man. Brethren, I'm going to touch some things today that might be a bit, but I advise you to just take calm, you know, and you know. I want you to just take calm and, you know, go back and if you don't get it immediately, ask the Father to give you. Amen? Jesus Christ says, if anybody asks the Father for bread, will you give him? You see, the problem is that people are busy asking the Father for physical bread. Nobody is truly asking the Father for the Word of God. All that effort that you put into your religious fasts and into your procedures of religion to obtain the goods of this world, if you put half of that in just asking that, Father, let me hear your voice, you know, you will receive changes in your life. Hallelujah. So let us grab this thing that God is doing today. Now there's a man that came upon the scene many years ago by the name Jesus. Hallelujah. And he walked in a way that was quite different from every other man before him. Mark the word I said, before him. You see, and Nicodemus, who was a religious leader, he was somebody that was versed in the word of God. Somebody who knew the letters from Genesis to Malachi. You see, he was somebody who was held in esteem by the multitudes of the religious populace. He recognized that this particular Jesus was different. That this is not just one of us. He recognized the fact that this man had a covering, a grace that was different from the rest of them. So of course he went by night so that he would not be spotted by one of his colleagues, and he went to ask him, my brother, it seems that you, the thing that you do, no ordinary man can do it except God is with the person. You see it? And what was Jesus Christ's response? Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. By that particular response, Jesus Christ was telling Nicodemus that he was a product of God's kingdom. That he operated from God's kingdom. That's why he could do the things he was doing. That if you want to do the works that I do, if you want to walk the way that I walk, you must be born again. Because in your state of mortality, in your human state, in your humanity as a natural man, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You cannot walk the works that I do. Amen? You must be what? Born of spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. You must be born of spirit if you want to do the works that I do. Hallelujah. If you want to walk in the heavens like I walk, because I, the Son of Man, I'm in where? I'm in heaven. That's what Jesus Christ said. He said what? Nobody has been to heaven except the Son of Man. Who is where? Who is in? You see it right here. Even as his legs were upon the earth, he was walking where? In heaven. He was walking in the heavenlies. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, we have so many religious things all over the place today. People quote scripture say that we are raised up to sit in heavenly places. Then with another tongue, they will say when we go to heaven. You see it? Jesus Christ walked in the reality of the paradise of God. He walked in the reality of the fullness of the glory of God. Hallelujah. He walked in that place Adam walked. That same place that Adam fell from. That was the realm Jesus Christ walked in. And that is the realm he has come to do what? Restore each and every one of us back to. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. This was the first time on earth that a man came and said, I and the Father are. This was the first time that he said what? The Father dwelleth in. This was the first time that he said what? I always do the things that please the Father. Hallelujah. Before then, everybody always looked at a God from afar off that they would burn incense and offering to, you know. Hallelujah. A God that would strike them down with fire. A God that would destroy them. And they would always burn offering and sing praises and do offerings to a God that is far away. But Jesus Christ came with a new revelation of a new God. Hallelujah. A God that was not known by the Hebrews. Hallelujah. He told them that all that Moses introduced to you and all those things that you did in the past were all what? Shadows. Amen. They were what? Walking in what? In shadows. Hallelujah. But I am come as the light of the world to reveal to you the originality of all things. Hallelujah. Because even their laws and their procedures of religion could not have taken them into God's kingdom. They could not reap the benefits of what God is. Hallelujah. Moses gave them the law, and he said that what? Blessed you will be in the city, blessed you will be this, that, blessed you will be that, and no sickness will be upon you. But I tell you, the Israelites never had a fulfillment of that. Throughout the how many years in the Old Testament, they never had a fulfillment of perfect peace, perfect health, and you know, the perfect abundant blessing of God. They never experienced it. Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ came on the scene, the land was filled with lepers, with sick people. You know, they were very much like the nations around them. But Jesus Christ, he said, I am come to cause you to fulfill the law. I am come to cause you to what? To begin to have victory. I am come so that you might benefit of the things of God's kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. I am come so that you might be once more like the Garden of Eden. You know what in the Garden of Eden, what it means? Pleasure. Amen? It's a place of what? Perfect peace. It's a place of perfect bliss. Amen? It's a place of what? Enjoyment. Hallelujah. It's a realm that you walk in when you are covered in God. You are hidden in God. Amen? Hallelujah. And that is where God has come to restore us back to. Hallelujah. He has not come and further what the Hebrews did in the past, which is religion. Amen. He has not come to further the teachings of a God that is far away somewhere. Amen. He has come to reveal to you that you are. Amen. That you are the what? The Son. He has come to reveal your originality. That's who you are. The way you are known of God from the beginning. Hallelujah. That is what the whole Bible is all about. Amen. Jesus could walk in that perfection. He could sleep in the boat when the boat was rocking. Amen? Because he was what? In the bosom of the Father. He could walk upon the seas, upon the waves of the seas, because he was what? He was in the bosom of the Father. He walked in the consciousness that him and the Father were one. If you have God with you, All things are what? Are possible. Amen? And this is where he has come to bring us to. Hallelujah. But something happened along the line. Something happened along the line to the brethren. Why we see man in today in this kind of state is that we all did what? We slept. Siamo what? Adomenta. I'm adomentato in Adamo. You know when you sleep, what happens? Do you know what's happening around you? You lose everything. A knowledge of, your conscious knowledge of everything that is going on around you. You see it? What Adam did was to what? Was to make his bed in the dust. You see, this, you know what the dust is? It's your flesh and blood. You see it? That is where Adam slept. And all along with, if all have slept thinking that we are man, we are woman, we have this flesh body, that we are born some time ago, so that I am this, I am that. You see it? And we've all have gone, you know, different directions. Somebody is crying that, but how we want unity in the church? How? You can never get unity except you go back to the original way we are in the beginning. If you walk in the flesh, you cannot get unity. Because if you walk in the flesh, you recognize Kayode as Kayode is a Yoruba man. He's a black man. Isn't it? I remember my sister there, that she's a woman, she's married to him, you know, and she did something to me yesterday I didn't like. You see it? You see it? Because I am looking at her according to the outer appearance of things. Amen? But Christ has come to reveal what? Something on the inside of us. You see, this is what Paul calls Christ in you, the hope of glory. Brethren, there is no glory out there in the sky. There is no hope out there in the sky. Amen? Jesus Christ did not come to preach himself. Jesus never came to preach himself as a man. What he came to do was to reveal Christ that is where? Inside of? Hallelujah. That is what he came to do. That is the hope of glory. That one that is on the inside of? That is the Savior of the world. That is the Savior of yourself and the world. The Christ that is on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Oh. And this is what the whole gospel is all about. The Bible says he's the light that lighted every man that cometh into this world. Hallelujah. Meaning that we have the same substance. Each and every person is of the same substance with Christ. You know that? Hallelujah. The same substance with Christ. We still all have that incorruptible, immortal body that is hidden inside vessels of what? Of clay. Amen? We have slept in the grave. We have died in Adam. You know it? I know today all of humanity is where? They are sleeping. Sleeping in what? In Adam. No matter what you think you can achieve, or you, no matter what you think, where you are going upon this earth, if you not have an awareness of who you are on the inside, your work is what is in vain. Amen? And you can keep gathering and keep gathering to your outer identity and think that, you know, you are wise. Amen? That is like the rich man who gathers to himself, you know, only for him to find himself in the night. You see it? Where there is ignorance of the living God. Hallelujah. So God is saying in this hour, brethren, come forth. If you remember the voice to Lazarus, what was it? Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. Kayode, come. Mama Shaya, come. I'm already out. Amen. Hallelujah. Clap for me. Amen. Hallelujah. That is the voice that is going out. This is the voice of God that is coming out from the heavens today to bring the people out of the tomb yard of humanity. Amen? Because like I said, the whole world is a graveyard. And men are what? Sleeping in the dust. Men are sleeping not knowing who they are. Not knowing that they are that man that God created in the beginning. You know when God created man in the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26? God created man, he was what? Perfect. God created him to have dominion over everything. Amen? To have dominion over all the works of his hands. And to enjoy everything that, the works of God's hand. That was the man that God created. You are that one that God created in the beginning. Amen? You see, but we lost all that privilege because we what? We slept. Hallelujah. You see, when Jesus Christ told the scribes and Pharisees before Abraham was I am, he was trying to tell her, I am that man that God created in the beginning. Amen? Hallelujah. And we all are part of that man that was created in the beginning. Because that man is a many-membered body. Amen? It's a spiritual body. But it's many, many members. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Isn't that what Paul says? Paul says that it's one body, many. It's a spiritual body. One body. One spiritual body with many members. Hallelujah. Amen. If you study the Bible well, you notice that God said that he created them. Male and female, he created them. Amen. It's a many-membered body. Hallelujah. These are things that, you need the Spirit of God to begin to awaken you to understand. This is what Christ came to teach us, to remind us of. Right? He didn't come to teach you all these things that we see up and down in the religious circles. No! He has come to give you life so that you can live once more in the abundance that God intended for us were in the beginning. Hallelujah! Amen? I'm going to look focus now on Lazarus. We're going to keen on Lazarus and see how Lazarus, relates to each and every one of us today. Do you know that the testimony of Jesus Christ is prophetic? The testimony of Jesus Christ has got prophecy all hidden on the inside of it. You see, he didn't just go out to raise Lazarus, from the dead just for the fun of it. Behind that, there is a message that is veiled. And the message can only be understood by those who are called. Amen? Because in reality, Lazarus never really rose from the dead. That particular rising, that kind of rising from the dead, from the physical dead, is not the fullness of what resurrection is all about. Amen? God just used that as a shadow to teach us, to educate us of the work that he's doing. The voice of the Son of Man that says, Lazarus, come forth, is the voice of truth. Amen? It's the voice that comes from the Father to educate us of the truth, to teach us the truth. Amen? And you shall know the truth. The truth shall do what? Hallelujah. Set you free from what? From the chains of death. He set you free from your bondages in Adam. Amen? He set you free from your weaknesses in the flesh. Because now you begin to become aware of who you are. That you are not just ordinary flesh and blood bodies. You are not just sinners like you thought you were. You are not just people that, what they call it, allontanato, that is far away from God, that you think. You see, God, he wants to wake you up to reality that you are inside of him already. You see it? This is what is coming. You see, 1 John chapter 5, he says what? 1 John chapter 5, what does he say? The last verses. He says that Christ has come to give us what? Understanding. Amen? He has come to give us understanding so that we will know that we are in him. That is what? That is true. He has come to give us understanding that we are. Not that he's going to make us, but we are actually part and parcel of his body. You see it? But the thing that the victory that the devil has over men today is the ignorance of who they are. My people perish for what? Lack of knowledge. Hallelujah. Amen. When Jesus Christ came to the town where Lazarus died and was to be buried, what did Mary tell him? Yes. Oh, Jesus, if you were here before, Lazarus would not have died. You see it? But Jesus Christ said that, don't you believe that he will rise again on the day of the resurrection? Jesus, Mary, Martha says, yes, I know he will arise on that day when the day comes. What did Jesus Christ say? I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. Let's read it together. John chapter 11, verse 24. John chapter 11, verse 24. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall come again in the resurrection in the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he shall what? He that believeth in me, though he died in Adam, yet he shall what? He shall live again. I am the resurrection. If you are waking up to the consciousness of the Christ on the inside of you, you are awakened. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I am the resurrection. I am Christ in you. Amen. I am. Hallelujah. And it is the voice, that loud voice that says, Lazarus, comfort. Amen. That educates us, that teaches us this truth, that causes us to become aware of this particular secret. Because is it a secret? It's a secret. Amen. You know, some people cannot believe it, that I to be Son of God. You know, some people say these things with their, you know, they say these things literally with their mouth, but they've not really believed that they are sons of God. They have not believed that they are perfect, that they are created without guile. They don't believe that they are spirits created in the image of the living God. You know that? But God has come to do what? To gather his people back. Amen? The intention of Christ is being revealed now. That he wants to gather everybody back in Christ. Amen? From where we have all fallen. Amen? The intention of the gospel is to what? Is to gather. Amen? The trumpet sounds. Can you hear the trumpet? It's the message of truth. Amen? Hallelujah. If you are waiting for physical trumpets, you might wait for some time. Amen? Hallelujah. It's the voice of truth that comes to what gather people from the dispersed in the furthermost parts of the earth. In Adam, dead. People who are dead. He comes to do what? Gather them in what? Back in Christ. Back in the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's only when you are gathered back that you can really begin to love the brethren. You see, it's not by... If you are still trying to love the brethren, you've not yet overcome. Amen. If you are still trying to love somebody, that means you will not overcome. Amen. We're not saying we shouldn't try anyhow. Okay, so we'll move on. So the voice says what? Come forth. Come forth from the graveyard of humanity. You see, the grave is a place that is dark. Isn't it? You know, he was buried in a cave. The cave is what? It's dark. Isn't it? It's a place where the worms do not die. Isn't it? It's a place where corruption reigns. You see it? That is where man has lived. When you live in darkness, darkness is lack of awareness of God. Lack of awareness of the truth. That's darkness. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is the realm that humanity is in today. When you live in fear, in torment. Amen. When your hands are full with blood, revenge, hate, and all these things that you see in humanity, is because people are what? Walking in dark. Yes. First John, you know, John says that what? Anybody that says he walks in the light and hates his brother is still walking where? In darkness. He has not yet seen the light. Amen? Because when you see the light, you begin to recognize that that brother you are seeing there is your own body. Amen? Hallelujah. You'll be shocked that that person that you are hating there, that person you are talking against there, it's your own body. You know, when you take a needle and chip yourself, don't you feel the pain? That's why Paul says that some of you have not discerned the Lord's body. Some of you have problems because you have not what? Discerned the Lord's body. Amen? This is the Lord's body. Amen? It doesn't matter the weakness you might see in your brother. Amen? It doesn't matter the imperfections you might see in the flesh. Amen? What you should see is what? On the inside of him. Hallelujah. So the voice of the Lord comes to lift us out of the realm, the miry clay. It comes to lift us out of the realm of death, the realm of forgetfulness. Amen. It's a realm of torment where man has to live in fear and of how to survive, isn't it? Isn't it that you fear how you're going to get your next meal? You fear when your next salary comes? If your boss doesn't post the salary on time, you begin to panic. Amen? They call it bonifico. If you don't see it 1 day, 2 days, you begin to panic. Amen? You see, and all the fear of tomorrow, the fear. You see, that's why you see people, they steal money to gather. They're trying to make safety for themselves. All that is because they are walking in what? In darkness. Because there's no knowledge of the Father. No knowledge of the living God. Hallelujah. Amen? The day comes when you know that the Father is your covering. Amen? That was the way Adam was created in the beginning. Adam was naked, but his covering was what? Was God. Amen? It was when he now transgressed that he now started to look for things to cover himself. Amen? Amen? He tried to look for a name, for a personality for himself. Amen? I will do this for myself. I will do this for myself. You know, and all these things men do is always in search of what? A covering. Amen? And there's no peace because you can never truly get a covering until you discover yourself in the God, the Father. Amen? This is the aim of the gospel. That's why Jesus Christ says that in that day, that is in the day of your perfectioning, in the day of your glorification, you will discover, you will know that you are what? You are in God. You will know that you are in the Father. Amen? That is the only thing that you ever need. Jesus Christ did not need to go about buying houses and getting shares up and down. He didn't need to do all those things. Amen? Did he need to do that? No. He did not need to, what he needed was what was to maintain his fire. That is all. He says what? The nations of the earth, they are the ones that struggle. The nations of the earth are the ones who struggle and go about looking for bread. Struggling, thinking of how they will wear, how they will be clothed. Why? Because they are alone in this world without God. Brethren, people have not known God. Men have not known God. Hallelujah. Men have not known what they call love. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabasha. Oh, God. You know, there's some things I don't want to, because of some of us have known each other after, that's why we don't want to say certain things. But if you know God, you will discover that men have not known God. Men don't know God. All they have is just an idea of God. Even great, great men that we call great, great men of God with big, big churches of thousands. I've seen them, a lot of them don't know God. With miracles, a lot of them don't know God. Hallelujah. Amen. But God, you see, this kind of revelation comes to babies. People you think you are, they are nobody. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You see a church like this with few people, you see, the Lord will come here, walk into your midst, people will not know, and drop something for you. Hallelujah. Amen. So, God is saying that all we ever need for our sustenance is a knowledge of the Father. If we are in the tomb of humanity, which is the graveyard, if we are dead in Adam, it means a separation from God. Amen? Hallelujah. It means that we are cut off from the life of the living God. So the voice of God, which is telling us to come forth in Lazarus, which Lazarus represents humanity, represents us, is what is telling us to come into the light. Amen? Because when you come out of the grave, what do you see? You see light. You see a new beautiful world. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. If the Lord opens your eyes to see his glory. Amen? The Bible says 1 minute, 1 day in the presence of the Lord is better than what? When your eyes are opened spiritually to see the splendor of God, you cannot stand still in that position for years, just observing the glory of God. Amen? Hallelujah. It's bliss. It is what they call bliss. You just discover that men are just walking in darkness. You just be there watching men. You'll be shocked. You'll be shocked. You'll be shocked that papa, mama, all of them are all sleeping. Your brother and sister and all these people that you looked at with so much high esteem, you will discover they are all sleeping. They don't know where they are coming from. They don't know where they are going. Hallelujah. And when God, Jesus Christ, called Lazarus out of the grave, he tells them to do what? He was bound with, yes, he was bound with cloth, and his face was what? Covered. Amen? As if that darkness in the tomb was not enough, they covered the face again. Amen? That is the veil, a veil that has been put over every man that you see in this natural realm. A veil over our faces that we don't know who we are. We don't know where you are coming from. You don't know where you are going. It's a veil that has separated man from God, from the living God. Hallelujah. But Jesus Christ has come to do what? To rip that veil. Amen? By the word of truth. It comes by revelation. Amen? It comes by impartation from the Father. Hallelujah. And when that veil is removed, the Bible says death is what? Swallowed up in victory. Hallelujah. Death is what is swallowed up. The fruits of death, all your sorrows, all your misery, all your poverty, poverty consciousness, all those things what will be swallowed up in victory. Hallelujah. And you now begin to live in abundance. Hallelujah. Your own abundance will no more depend on the material things of this world. But you live in the glory of the Lord. And you know who you are. In that day, no man can take away your joy from you. Isn't that what Jesus Christ says? This is the thing that he wants us to experience now. Hallelujah. To walk in that realm of liberty. Where we know there is no more a duality, a separation between us and God. In that day, we discover that the fullness of God's Godhead is embedded in us. Do you believe? Everybody goes quiet. Amen? The fullness of God, the Godhead, is embedded in what? In us, the body of Christ. Everything that pleases God, that the fullness of his glory dwells in what? In us, the church. Hallelujah. Amen? And this is what we all need to know. This is what we all need to nourish ourselves in. We have to grow in this knowledge. Hallelujah. It is only when we discover ourselves or we are working back into that true spiritual light body, who we are, that we can truly praise God. That is what they call praise. That's what we call worship. No man can worship God except in spirit and in truth. This is what God desires. Amen? It's only as you are conformed back to that spiritual image of God. It's only as you are conformed back to that true image on the inside of you that you can truly praise God. Hallelujah. When God created Adam, all God required from Adam was what? Keep the what? Keep the garden. That's keep your state. Keep yourself the way I made you. Keep yourself in the knowledge of the Son of God. Keep yourself in the perfection in which I generated you. Amen. That is all I need for. That is your act of worship towards the living God. Hallelujah. That was all that. It was when man now fell that they now started to see God from far away, and they started to, you know, burn, you know, and kill blood, you know, make blood offerings and all that stuff. Amen? But all that ends in Christ. Amen? Because God now draws us back to knowing who we are. Hallelujah. If we want to discover the Father, we have to know, discover the Christ on the inside of us. Because that Christ is the way and the truth and the life. No ordinary mortal man can come to the Father except you begin to wake up into that spiritual man who you are. That is when you can discover the Father. Amen? Hallelujah. And when you discover the Father, is the beginning of what? It's the beginning of what? Yahoo! Hallelujah, amen? When you discover the Lord, it's the beginning of what? Life. It's the beginning of joy, amen? The Bible says in his presence is what? It's everything you ever need in his presence. Hallelujah, amen? It's not good when you go to the sky somewhere. Amen? And you see God sitting on one big chair somewhere, you know? And you stay by his side. Then maybe there is water, then you see water flowing there, no? God is spirit, amen? These are spiritual concepts, amen? You can only realize God in the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. You can walk here upon the earth and walk in what? In heaven. Hallelujah. What's the time? because I like to respect time. Okay. So you can walk in God. You can walk here upon earth and what? Be walking upon streets of God. You know that? You know when Jesus Christ walked upon the sea, you know he was walking upon the street of gold there? He was walking upon a secret passageway that nobody could see. The ordinary man cannot see. Amen? We're not talking of a physical thing here. We're talking of the walk by faith with the Father. Hallelujah. But whereby men drown into the sea of perdition, you know, into death, ruin, you know, pain, you know, heartaches and all these things. God brings us to a place of perfect peace. A place of perfect stability. This is the inheritance of the saints. You see, in that day, you only hear with your ears of economic problems. Don't people get worried at times for your future? Berlusconi wants to bring military men all over the town. People get worried that probably the stock exchange is getting bad. People get worried that the oil prices are going down, all this stuff. You see, but if you have the Father, if you have Papa, if you evil men, you evil limited men, know how to do good to your children, how much more? The Father of lights, how much more will he give you all things? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says one thing. It says that those people that overcome in that day, oh, hallelujah, I shall be a father unto them. This is happening to people. Amen. It's not when you go to the sky. It's not when you die. Amen. It's not when Jesus Christ comes in the sky with wings. Amen. You have to realize this thing now. Amen. If you are looking out for observations, you will get the sign of Jonah. You know what happened to Jonah? Jonah went down. Jesus Christ, you know, they asked Jesus, well, what sign? Show us a sign. Jesus Christ said, if you look out for signs, physical signs, you only get the sign of Jonah. Better receive the word and believe it. Believe it and let Christ shine upon you. You that sleepeth, thou that sleepest in the dust, arise and let what? Christ shine upon you. Hallelujah. Do you know that scripture? Go to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 14.
Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee life.
Amen. Hallelujah. Can you hear that? You that sleepest, amen. Is he talking to somebody out there in the grave, there, in the graveyard? No. You see it? You are sleeping. Amen? You are sleeping. That's why you are living in lack, in a sense of lack. You are sleeping. That's why, you know, you hate your brethren. Somebody is still trying to love his brother. You see it? Some people struggle. Some people don't really want to hate. You know, I've met some couple of white guys who truly do not want to be racist. But, you know, I observed somebody struggling. I observed this man. I had compassion on him. He didn't want to feel that way. He wanted to love me. When he sees me, he always confessed that we're equal. He was always confessing that we're equal. We're all the same, you know. But you could see that he couldn't make it. You see? Amen? Why? Why? Because he's walking what? In the flesh. He's sleeping. Amen? He's trying to fulfill this thing in the flesh, but he cannot. You can only fulfill this thing when you are awake in Christ. When you are awakening to your spiritual consciousness of who you are. Amen? When you begin to recognize the brethren for who they are. When you begin to recognize the brethren that this man that you are seeing here is what? Is Christ manifesting himself in another vessel. That is when now you begin to grow in love. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what the gospel is all about. To give us this, you know, knowledge. Amen. Give us this key. This key is what? It's powerful. This is the key of what? Of the kingdom. Yes, into life. This is the key of God's kingdom. Amen. Remember when Peter had the revelation. He says, you are what? Christ, the son of the... What did Jesus Christ tell him? He said, flesh and blood has not revealed, that is man. Man has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And upon this rock I will build my church. And I will give you the keys. Amen. Whatever you open in, whatever you loose, is loose on earth. You see it? Why? Because that is the foundation, that is the bedrock to get this revelation. Amen. To get this revelation clear. Hallelujah. You see it? That's why God has gone through the pains of, you know, shedding the blood of Jesus, you know? You know, the blood of Jesus is a kind of thing to give us faith. You see, because some people sank so deep that they've lost all belief in themselves. You know that? They lost all belief that they don't even know themselves at all. If you tell someone that he's Christ, that will be the last time you preach in their church. Amen? Hallelujah. The elders will get a meeting, you know, after the service. And they will think of how to get you back into the faith. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. They see it as impossible that God, they look at God as a thing that is far away. So he had to give us the blood. You see it? Because the blood, if you know the secrets of the blood, amen, nothing will ever condemn you again. Amen? If you know the secret and the power of the blood of Jesus, nothing will ever condemn you again. Amen? Even your own stumblings or whatever people think will never ever bring you down again. Because you know that you are what? You are covered eternally. Hallelujah. God did all these things just to aid our faith. Amen? It's not that the blood of Jesus comes to wash you, literally wash you. It's your faith. Amen? It gives you faith. It aids you. You know, because actually the power of the devil is condemnation. You know, self-condemnation? Unworthiness. This sense of unworthiness. I am a sinner. I'm unworthy of your glory. Amen? Did God tell Adam that he's naked? In fact, God asked him, who told you? Where did you hear this thing from? Adam, I see you. I see a perfect man. I see a man clothed in my glory. Who told you you are naked? Who told you? It's your Bible school teachers. Your religious, you know, knowledge. Amen? The knowledge of men. These are the things that told you you are naked. That told you all over the years. We've grown up thinking that we are unworthy sinners. Isn't it? This is the system. Everybody teaches this thing. Isn't it? You know, the other day I received a visitor in my house. He's a big man. He's someone that is very important in the Nigerian society. And, you know, those kind of men that have, you know, a kind of clout of authority, when they speak, you listen to them. And when I was sharing some of these mysteries, you know what he told me? He said it is just pride for a man to think that he can be like God. Or it's just pride for a man to think that, you know, he can be like Jesus. Ah! And the way he spoke to me, any normal person around would tend to believe him more than me. Don't you understand it? Because he spoke with such, you know, that matured. Ah. So it's like, you know, he's only just, he looks humble. He looks righteous to say, oh no, I'm not worthy. Isn't it? When I called a brother in the office the other day and I told him, I called him Saint Andrea. He said, no, don't. I'm not worthy. Ha! I told him, look, what do you mean? That we are all saints. I showed him scriptures in the Bible. I told him, we are saints. We are holy. We are perfect. He said, no, it cannot be. You see it? You see, so God has now come to convince us again. He has come to restore our faith back to us. So that we can walk in the fullness of what? Glory and power again. Amen? Is that faith that you will have that you don't need to play do any of those things that men do to get something in this world? You see it? Because anything you ask the Father, he will what? He will do. This is the realm that we are coming to, eh? Brethren, you know some folks will test these things before, eh? It's a realm you come to that anything you ask God, he will do it. He will do it for you. Amen? Because you are him. Don't you understand? You are him. Don't you understand? You are one with him. If they see you, they have seen who? They've seen the Christ. And they see Christ, they see who? The Father. Everybody goes quiet here. This one is getting too far. Jesus Christ says one thing. He says, anybody that eats this bread will live on account of me. The same way I live on account of the Father. It's meaning that if we eat this bread, we live on account of Christ, isn't it? Who lives on account of the Father. Amen? Are we there? Hallelujah. So we have to wake up to realize that we are that one body. Amen? In whom is embedded the fullness of what? Of the glory of God. The fullness of God's, you know, of the Godhead. Hallelujah. You just have to believe. You have to receive this message. Amen? And awaken to this reality. All we just, nothing to do, just to accept who we are. To get a glimpse of our true spiritual image. Because we are not carnal beings. You know that? We are not, you see, we've lived like men, you know. We've lived according to the flesh, thinking that we are ordinary people of the earth. But we are not carnal beings. We are spiritual beings. We have bodies. We are spiritual beings with bodies. With physical bodies. To show forth that spiritual nature on the inside of us. But the problem is that man has lived according to, like a beast. You know the beast, you see what the beast, the animals, all the animals do is just to think of how they will eat and to survive the next moment, that's all. They have no knowledge of what eternal values. Amen? The beast does not know God. Amen? That is the way we are reduced to in Adam. Hallelujah. So let us arise, amen? Let us get a hold of the Christ on the inside of us. Let us hear the voice of God. The Bible says the hour is coming and now is. Amen? Don't wait for tomorrow. Amen? Amen. The hour is not when? Tomorrow. It is what? Now. I hear the voice of the Son of Man now. Amen? Amen? They shall come forth. That's why it says again that the hour is coming also. That the true worshippers will worship the Father in. If you worship God, you know you are pleasing Him, isn't it? And this thing can only occur as you ascend spiritually. Remember the mountain of transfiguration? Remember the mountain of transfiguration when Jesus Christ went up? Do you remember the mountain of transfiguration? You know when Jesus Christ went up to a mountain with John, James, and Peter? And when he went up to the peak of the mountain, the Bible says that he transfigured. That means, you know, his body... He was transformed into a light shining format. And there was a glorious cloud that came over him. And they heard the voice of the Father saying, "This is my Son in whom I well believe. I am well pleased." You see it? All those things are allegories. God used that to just explain something. That is, as long as we are on the earth, as long as we remain earthly, we cannot hear the voice of the Father. We cannot hear that seal of approval except what? Awake and ascend. Amen? Hallelujah. Ascend to that place of God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to round up one scripture. It has become one of my favorites, and I just advise, just try and read this thing again and again, and your father, not my, you know, will teach you everything here. Go to 1 John chapter 5. So that you will know who this man is from the beginning. This man that is created to dominate everything of God. Everything. It's not just an ordinary man. It's not just a man born to suffer and die. And to quarrel with the brethren and all that kind of stuff. Okay. From verse 19. 1 John chapter 5 verse 19. We know that we are of and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And we know that the Son of God has come to give us understanding. Let's stop there. Now understand something. The power of the wicked one is the lack of what? Understanding. When you lack understanding, when you lack the knowledge of the truth, that is when the devil will, you know, That's the power of the devil. When there's absence of knowledge, of the truth. Not letters. You know, some people are so versed in the Bible. Some people know how to quote scriptures, but they don't know what it's all about. A lot of people, they read the Bible, you know. And these people, when God sends ministers to them, they don't want to listen because they know the Bible. They know the letters. How many of us know the devil knows the letters more than Jesus? You don't know that? The devil is well skilled, man, in the letters. No, I'm just trying to, you know, give you, you know what I mean? But if Christ himself is the word. Okay, let's go on. And we know the Son of God has come to give us understanding that we may know him that is true, and that we are what? See it? Who is the Son? Jesus Christ. Now listen to the last verse.
This is the true God and eternal life.
If most people don't read this thing, even if they read it, they can't understand it. Yeah, because it's blasphemy. It will look like blasphemy. If they read this thing, they will think it's blasphemy. Some people will meet me after, they will fast for me for 1 week. If I break this scripture down, tell you what God is saying here. Now, the first thing that comes, Jesus Christ came here to give us understanding. You see it? To remind us of things that we have forgotten. Things that we have forgotten in what? In Adam. You see it? He has come to give us understanding that we are actually part and parcel of the body of Christ. You see it? He didn't come to make us that. He came to remind us. He came to give us this is what we have lost in Adam. This is the darkness that has covered the face of men. Amen? And the Bible says here now that he has come to give us what? Life. Amen? And this is what? This is the only, this Christ Jesus that is talking about is the only true. Didn't you read the scripture? This is the only true God and eternal life. Amen? That means the fullness of God is in who? It's in Christ. Amen? And we are in Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. This is the threefold cord that cannot be broken. Amen? This is the power. This is the all power. Amen? Remember, let us make man in our image. Let us. Who is the us? Amen? Hallelujah. So the hour has come, brethren. Let us stir up ourselves. Amen? Stir up ourselves to hear the voice of the Father. Hallelujah. Stir up ourselves to hear the voice of truth. Stir up ourselves and let us come forth out of the graveyard of humanity. And let us begin to walk by the Spirit. Amen? Let us come forth from the place where there is death, where death reigns, into the place of what? Of eternal life. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, give us wisdom. Oh, to you be all the glory. Amen.